This is CliffCentral.com.
And here he is. What's happening, sir?
Yeah, I'm cool, man. What's up?
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think this tracksuit situation of yours is very cool with the orange and the black, and then it's like a same top, same bottom vibe. And then you're dope. Like, you got a cool sort of factor to you.
Yeah, man. You know, you're just doing your thing. You know?
Just doing your thing.
just doing your thing. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, for someone that maybe has never met you before, how would you introduce yourself?
This is BB Guns Ghana. I'm from South Coast. Yeah, in the city of gold because of the hustle.
Dope, I dig it. South Coast, that's like KZN, right?
Yeah, KZN, Port Shepstone.
What's the big difference between Port Shepstone and Johannesburg?
Johannesburg is peak, eh?
Yeah, you're saying it with a smile on your face, so you've had a good experience thus far. Yeah, some people might come in and be like, oh, that's nice, and then be like, peace out, it's been real, I hate this place. But you're having a good run so far.
Yeah, I'm having a good run, man. You know, it's peak, and yeah, and it's fast.
How long have you been in the 011 for now?
I came here on January 8th.
Oh, wow. So it's been like, 4 months?
Yeah, it's been 4 months.
Jeez, that's a short period of time. Okay, cool. And what inspired the big move from Port Shepstone to Johannesburg?
As you are a musician at KZN and Port Shepstone, things are slowly. Things are slowly. Like, you can go to studio and record a lot of music, but still, how are you going to put it out there? You see, so things are slowly, so that's why I decided to come to Johannesburg, man. Like, then I started noticing the movement. It's okay, yeah, you know what, it is happening now. There is a big difference where I'm coming from and where I'm at right now.
Yeah. You started doing music professionally kind of in 2012. What was that switch? How do you switch from sort of amateur to professional? What did that switch look like?
At first, like, when I started, like, I was in myself. Yeah, because I was inspired by Lil Wayne. Yes, I was inspired by Lil Wayne. So I wanted to be like Lil Wayne. And I wanted to make music as the way that it does. And while I was doing that, and I was terrible. I was terrible at that. So, you know, I said, no, you know what? You need to be yourself. If you become yourself, everything is going to go smooth. Just try to be yourself. And I became myself.
Yeah.
I did myself then. Look where I am now.
Look where you are in Johannesburg, four months, going strong.
Yeah.
How would you describe your sound?
My sound is unique. No one sound like me. That's how.
That's a good description, I guess. Yeah.
Like, I'm more African.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like I'm from outside country. You know?
Yeah.
I want to represent my roots. That's what I want to do.
And one of the things that says about your fan base, and obviously you have a really strong fan base over in your hometown, but now you're diversifying a little bit by being in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Says that your fan base really relates to your music musically and then lyrically. What do you think it is that you speak about in your music that resonates with people that other people aren't speaking about in their music?
First of all, since I'm doing hip-hop, but I don't call myself a hip-hop artist. I call myself a musician. And I call myself a messenger. Because what I do, I make sure that I don't do music for myself. The music that I'm going to put in my phone and say, if I'm writing a verse right now and there is a line that comes to my mind and say, hey, let me write this one. And if they don't like it, I don't care. I don't do that. Because when I write a song, it's not for me. Once I go in a booth, it's not for me. It's for people.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to do this music with it. I feel like some people now, they just flex a lot. They don't deliver the message.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nowadays, so I want to be that guy that say, when people listen to radio station and say, I want to request a song for that guy. I want to request a song for BB Guns Ghana because I feel like he's still hungry. He needs that. Like, his music, he wants his music to be there. It's for us. It's not for just people to flex. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I dig it. Hanging out with BB Guns Gunner. More with him on the other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So hanging out with BB Guns Gunner. The Gunner after the Guns. What was the inspiration, bro, to go from Guns to Gunner? I dig it, though. It kind of really rolls off the tongue. BB Guns Gunner.
Yeah, it's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a long and it's not good for a radio station. It's not good for a radio station. What? But I can give you a small.
Oh no, you can say whatever you want.
Ha!
Yeah, this is, you don't have to worry. Maybe somewhere else you couldn't know. Go for it. Shoot. I mean, well, that's ironic me saying shoot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I can say my, for me, like calling myself that name, first of all, you know that a gun,
yeah,
is a violent, like
it's a weapon, yeah,
it's a weapon. So I call, actually my name is based actually in my music.
Kay.
So my music is violent. How is violent? When you're listening to my music, you're always gonna make a move.
Okay,
it's either you move your head slowly while you're listening, because like you're paying attention to,
yeah,
the meaning of the song, what this song is all about, and the beat. So it's doing something to you. That's the kind of violent my music is. It deals with you.
Yeah,
you go emotional with it. So my name actually defines music.
Huh.
Yeah, not that violent.
I dig it.
Yeah.
What does your love life look like? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have plenty of girlfriends? Is it just like what's the story? And now you've moved to Joburg, which is like a whole other situation in terms of what love looks like.
No, yeah, I love life is good.
Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm good. I have somebody.
Oh, cool. Yeah, did you meet them in Joburg? Are they back home? Because you know the back home thing, it's very difficult to make that last.
Actually, I left home with nothing, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you, like, so that's cool. So you've moved to Joburg, you've got the music thing on lock, you found love in the space of 4 months as well, which is dope. These are, like, these are good things.
Yeah, these are good things.
Yeah. You don't seem sure. You seem so unsure.
No, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Sure. Yeah. You see, you're worried to say it because then it makes it official.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the trick, you see. Yeah, now it's official.
It's official.
I don't even know where we go from there. Let's, let's speak about what the plan is for the rest of 2018. What is the plan for BB Guns Gunner?
We're planning a lot, bro. Like, we're planning a lot. I'm working on an EP.
Yeah.
It's actually coming out July. Yeah, it's called Under the God's Eye.
Cool.
Yeah, these three songs that you're gonna play yet already too. Yeah, they're on the EP. Mm. Yeah, so I'm working on it, so we'll see where it's taking us, you know.
I dig it.
Yeah.
How do we find you on social media?
On social media, on Instagram, it's at BBGuns_Ghana. On Twitter, BBGuns_Ghana, the same. And on Facebook, it's BBGuns Denyori.
Oh, wow. How do we spell that?
It's NYORIIE. Nyori, yeah, it means the believer. Actually, I took
everything so poetic with you. No wonder it took you so short to find love in Johannesburg, because you're so smooth with like every aspect of your life. This is not a surprise.
Yeah.
So very sure. Cool to have a BB Guns Gunner in the building. I'm excited to see what the rest of the year holds. And I mean, you'll still go and visit everyone in Port Shepstone and wave. And
yeah. I mean, I represent Mahu. I'm not gonna change. Yeah.
That's what they say. Change. And then David Beckham is many things: world famous footballer, father style icon, and the man who made tattoos mainstream. He's also refined and cool like his own whiskey. Hey Clubman, it's about changing the game, breaking the rules, and doing things differently. Gareth Cliff had an unconventional, unradio conversation with David Beckham about Hey Clubman, his family, being an entrepreneur, and breaking the rules. Download the podcast now at cliffcentral.com. Hey Clubman is not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. BB Guns Gunner, thank you so much for stopping by.
cliffcentral.com.